How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. And guess what, listeners? We're in the same room.
This never happens.
This never normally happens, does it? But
I mean, we're in the same room a lot together. We're just not recording a podcast.
Well, Susie, I'm actually recording all those conversations.
Oh, no.
It's for the other podcast I'm going to release.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Like-Minded No Friends. No friends anymore. Because I've recorded all my friends' conversations.
All of them?
That would be a terrible thing to do, wouldn't it?
What, bootleg conversations?
Just to record someone, just a casual conversation with a friend, it would be such an imposition.
It would be like that, you know, when you have that thing when you talk about someone and then you have to check your phone.
Phone, see if you're not phoning them.
Yeah, in case your phone, even though you haven't got it turned on, that your phone's gone. I will ring that person.
Because sometimes, I think the reason for that is sometimes every now and then Siri will be like, I'm
Pardon?
Sorry. Yeah. What? Do you want me to look up? No, don't look them up. Don't go anywhere near them.
If you're like, if you're like, oh God, they were a bear, I'll tell you who I saw.
Oh, can you? And then they would just imagine if you did pick up your phone thinking, oh, I haven't heard from them for a while. Oh, Susie Ruffle's calling. I'll answer it. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Oh, what are you saying? I can't hear. Oh, she's talking to someone else. And then realizing
not just that, but they were talking about you.
Oh my goodness, I couldn't hang out.
What would you do? Would you confront them?
It depends what they say, I suppose.
They were like, oh, he's such a fit.
Like.
Bastard. I was going to say baby, and then that felt really weird. I was going to say such a fit baby.
He's such a babe.
He's such a babe. He's such a fit babe.
Oh, that I could deal with, yeah.
If someone calling you a fit babe.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd be able to process that, but
you do look like a fit babe today. You're looking really well.
Thank you very much, babe. Well, so are you.
Thanks so much. I got some new high-waisted trousers.
Well,
so
I wanted to tell the listener they are great trousers.
I've gone for a wide leg. Normally I'm a skinny girl or a cigarette trouser.
You are very much a cigarette trouser, which I've told you, I don't know if that orange band at the end look, it's as stylish as you think.
But, and the fellow who has a tobacco falling out of the bottom of my trousers.
You are very much the wearer of a cigarette trouser. It's very much your style.
Yeah.
But I like these. Not that it's up to me. It doesn't matter. You wear whatever makes you happy. But
no, you said to me, I'm only going to hang out with you if you start wearing something else.
I said to Susie, look, you need to change your trousers.
What happened was that Tom accidentally rang me. And all I could hear was this posh voice going, and the trouble is, she always thinks she looks so good in those little skinny trousers. And I just think, why don't you wear a wide leg, you silly cow? And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to do it.
That is what happened. Now you know, listeners.
Now you know. Now you know the truth about him.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Always misusing Siri. Where are they from, the trousers?
Thanks so much for asking. They're from Claudie Perlot, which is one of my favourite brands.
Is she?
I don't know.
Claudie Perlot?
She's French.
Oh, la la.
Indeed. Ooh, la la.
La la. Claudie Perlot.
It's a brand I love. If you're listening, Claudie.
Claudie, do get in touch.
Do get in touch, because I'll be very happy to do a post for free clothes.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. There you She'll go. Sell out.
Oh, my goodness.
The strands are expensive.
Claudie Perlot, she needs all the attention she can get. She's marketing a high-waisted wide trouser.
You know the red suit I have?
Yeah.
That's Claudie Perlot.
That's lovely, that red suit.
She's very chic. She's French.
She's French. Maybe she needs to break into the
lesbian stand-up comedians.
Lesbian stand-up market. Yeah.
Me and Joan Brister. Hello.
Hello. I was going to say the Anglophone queer podcast listenership.
Of course.
Anglophone, is that right? People who speak English?
Is it? I don't know. I thought Anglophone was one of those phones
that's on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, the sort of ones where when you answer, you've got the thing that you hold. And I want to say something like, hello, this is London.
Yes, London calling. Yes.
That sort of thing.
Putting you through with those switchboards.
Yes. Yeah, sort of like a Claire, I want to say Claire Danes, that's not her name. Claire from The Crown, who plays
Claire
the Queen.
Foy.
Thank you.
Oh,
where
yes.
She says, hello.
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 Oh, yes, people, did you say hello?
Hello.
Funny, Philippe. Philippe. People used to have very different voices, didn't they?
Yes.
Talking like that the time. This is the BBC here. I do quite enjoy it, though. It's a sort of Celia Johnson era.
Sure.
Poshness.
You said Celia Johnson. I thought Celia Emery. Is that somewhere... Are they near each other on the...
I think Celia Emery wouldn't thank you for that. But
could Celia Emery play Celia Johnson?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Well, there you go.
Any number of posh people could, though, I think. But Celia Emery would be a great Celia Johnson. I sort of see her as more of a Leslie Manville. Leslie Manville sort of person.
I love Leslie Manville.
People love... You know who loves Leslie Manville?
Who?
I think we've talked about this before.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, talked about... I'm sure people have written in.
Oh, my goodness. What a huge surprise.
What a huge
Alfie
surprise.
Alfie loves a grand dame of the theatre.
And also, of course, as huge outcry from our last episode on the swishing coats in the back of Flowers for Mrs. Harris.
I mean, Tom, we've had so many emails.
Has it been an inundate?
We've been inundated.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Opinions?
Oh.
Or was it the people who were swishing?
Yeah, they said, listen, if I want to have a hand shandy...
If I can't go to a black box theatre in the middle of Hammersmith and watch a musical show about an old woman buying a dress and toss off my boyfriend, what is the point of this?
What is this
world come to?
Talk about broken Britain.
Wokerati, is it?
I haven't heard the phrase toss off in so long.
It does seem... Yes, it does seem from a different era, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, toss off. With minging, I'd say.
Oh, yes.
Not like your wallpaper. Your paint, sorry.
Paint colours, yeah, are very Ming, inspired as we know. Minging, yeah, that has gone out the window a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Minging.
Absolutely Ming.
She was a minger. He was a minger.
They were a minger.
Anyone can be a minger.
Anyone can ming.
Anyone can ming. You can ming from Milan. I bet old, what's her name? Claudie Pauline. What's her name?
It's not Claudie Pauline.
What's her name?
Claudie Perlo.
Claudie Pearl Necklace. She, I bet she doesn't ming.
Oh.
Nothing about her would ming.
No, she is Trez Stylish.
Trez Stylish. Yeah.
Yeah. Cibon.
Cibon. We're buff.
Tom, talking of Happy Behaviour Theatre.
Oh, no.
Do you want to talk about... So, first of all, huge congrats. We need to have huge congrats for Tom on the pod. I heard you had a great Royal Variety performance.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say.
Prince William was really laughing at your bit about robots.
Apparently so.
How funny is that?
I mean, apparently so. I'm
the
so
idea that Prince William goes on Google is just hilarious to me.
Well, I was sort of surprised that, yes, I mean, I was very, very flattered that he related to it. And, yeah. And guess who I was next to in the lineup?
Go on.
Paloma Faith on one side.
Oh, yeah.
Hannah Waddingham on the other.
Oh.
Oh, Susie would have loved it.
Oh, Mother, may I?
Mother Mary, come to me. Yes.
What was Hannah Wadd's like?
Delightful.
Everyone says so.
Absolutely delightful.
Well, of course, our friend Brett Goldstein.
Well, I said to her, you know my friend Brett Goldstein. And she said, well, actually, I think he's my friend. We laughed. We laughed. It was a nice
Did
moment.
She look like a goddess?
Sensational.
Yeah.
Absolutely sensational.
I've never seen her looking anything other than, even when she's in like, when she gets like papped in a pair of trackies, you're like, that woman has incredible skin, beautiful hair, and just a great vibe.
Great vibe. Great vibe. She's wearing a cape, like a gold cape.
What was she doing? A Christmas number, is it?
No, not in the lineup.
The weather outside is frightful. Hello, William.
Hannah, you've got to stop. They're coming along to say hello now. She was doing a bit with the English National Opera Chorus.
I
think I'm right in saying that. And they were doing How Great Thou Art, I think, the hymn.
Oh, it was a hymn?
No, was it that? No, it wasn't that. God, I can't remember what it was. It was festive.
Jerusalem.
No, it wasn't Jerusalem.
Shine, Jesus, shine.
No, it wasn't Shine,
Be bold,
Jesus.
Be strong.
It was Onward, Christian Soldier. No, it wasn't any of my favourites.
What about Once in Royal David City? Because that's one of my favourites.
Did you get to do the solo?
No, what's the solo?
The first verse.
What?
That one.
I just, look, I simply don't have the range.
You'd say that. I thought it was How Great Thou Art, but I don't know if it was that. No, it was something along those lines. Someone will phone in. Anyway.
Hello.
Hello, London. She was lovely. Cher walked past me in a corridor.
Oh.
Look, there you go. There you go. Clang, 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 clang.
The vibe of Cher? Did you smell her?
No, but she was very smiley and polite.
I would imagine she smell expensive.
She seemed very sweet and very, very normal, very sweet person. That's what I'd say. And I was standing with Rosie Jones.
Of course.
Who, on as at one point, Cher was trying to leave the stage after the curtain call, and Rosie stopped her and said, "Well, what was weird was we were second row, very much second row."
Listen, I think when Cher's there, you must just accept that you're second.
You're going to be second row,
and that's fine.
That's fine.
She calls shotgun.
Well, I was sort of so the curtain call ends.
What do you do for the curtain call? Just bow, is it? Or is it a number
together? It's just a bit of waving. To the song, Christmas, that one.
And did you do sort of the Queen waving?
We did a bit of the Queen waving, yeah. No, we didn't do that sort of waving. And then we, there wasn't really a bow, which I didn't mind, because sometimes a bow can look untidy with that sort of number of people.
Yeah.
Second row. And then
unless you're in the West End and they all know how to look up, breathe in, and bow.
Or, I tell you what I do enjoy as well, is a serious bow. You know, a heartfelt bow.
Oh, yes. When they look up to the gods and then clutch their heart, like...
Oh, guess where I saw that?
Sunset Boulevard.
Rachel Tucker and the bloke, they both did it so sincerely.
Up at the gods, clutch your heart, bow.
Covered in blood. Spoiler alert. But covered in blood, very serious.
That's like the end of your show, isn't it?
Also exactly the same. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe you did that carry bit at the end.
I did that bit. I don't understand. Why has this woman come on and shot him? look, I like to keep things on their toes. So I was just looking around, casually waiting to be told to leave the stage.
Sure.
This is not unusual for me. And
please, Tom, go. You've had enough of the applause.
You've really outstayed your welcome. And then I was just sort of looking around, and then I looked back, got focused, and Cher was literally standing in front of me. Like, but with the air, like, not in an unpleasant way, but was sort of going with the energy of, I'm leaving, you're in the way. And I was sort of just like, but I was sort of gazing off, you know, like someone who stands in the way of a shop doorway.
Yes.
And you're trying to leave. You're like, get out of the way.
Sure.
She wasn't get out of the way, but she was like, I'm leaving.
I'm sharing.
But it was an unusual person to focus on.
Well, of course.
Of course, because it's not. You're She didn't sing that.
What did she sing? Something Art Thou? What was that thing you said before? Which did
she just sung as well. How Great Thou Art as well.
Did she do Once and Roar, David City? Once and Roar.
Once and Roar.
David City.
I think when the robots eventually take over.
Oh, yeah.
Cher's going to be their favourite. Because she does a lot of that, like, voice box stuff, doesn't she?
And I think, good for her.
They're going to like that.
Also, robots will be gay.
The robots will?
Be gay.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Gay culture.
Gay, that robots are so gay culture. Look at them, the way they dance. Only gays would have their own dance move.
That's true.
The robot.
I love it. Then what happened the next night, Tom?
So that was a fun time.
So you were with Cher on Thursday.
It was on Cher. It was a Cher, yeah.
Cher day.
It was a Cher day on Thursday.
Cher's lounge. And then... Did you do something very masculine on Friday to sort of level it out?
Well, then I went to see Kylie Minogue.
So, yes. Okay, great.
And...
So, Kylie was doing an audience with?
Yes, at the Albert Hall as well.
Oh, what are you doing, living there?
I should have just stayed in the dressing room, really, shouldn't I? I took my brother out for lunch, him and his partner.
Sure. Did James come to Kylie with you?
No, because we couldn't get the extra tickets.
Sure.
It was sold out.
Of course.
And also... I think they were ready to go.
I would have thought so.
Well, and of course, my thing of like, oh, this is your birthday treat. It was his birthday back in October. It's your birthday treat. We've been looking forward to this lunch for a long time. I'm like, let's buy wine. We had, well, it wasn't that bad, but probably we were drinking about a quarter of a bottle of wine an hour over a period of 4 hours. So we weren't like smashed. But then we got to the theatre. I thought it'd be fun. I was a bit merry. We'd had to run there because I didn't realize the time because I was late.
Yeah.
Always. And then I thought it'd be funny.
You're on time today.
Yeah. To make up for that day, obviously.
Oh, sure. I'll ring James. I'll ring Kylie and let her know.
Yeah, please do. Ring both of them. And then
I'll do a three-way call.
Please do a conference call. Remember the pin. Say your name after the beep.
Kylie.
Followed by the pound sign. Then that's so stupid on those conference calls when you arrive on them and it just goes...
You are the only person in the room.
Oh, yeah. That is
so
really...
say your name and you go, Susie. And he goes, Susie, you are the only person in the room.
That is always really demoralising. But it's worse if there are people in the room and then they're just chatting idly and then they hear,
Tom.
Tom. And they go, oh, hello, Tom.
Thomas.
So we ran there. I was out of breath.
Sure.
They had like a picture wall there where you had to have your picture taken.
Sure.
I thought it'd be funny to crash into the wall and crawl along the floor like I'd fallen over. No one laughed. Then had a drink. Went
good in, idea.
Good idea, you know?
Great idea.
I just wanted to top it up. I was getting excited by this point.
No shit.
Went in. They'd asked me to ask a question.
To Kylie?
Yes, because it's a quest, an audience with.
Oh, my gosh. They, like the old days.
Like the old days. So they said, would you mind doing a series of quick fire questions afterwards? I said, no problem. Anyway.
Had you been asked about this before?
Been asked about it at the Royal Variety the night before.
Right. So at that point you thought, before I do a quick fire round of questions with international and indeed gay icon Kylie Minogue, I'll make sure I have at least two bottles of wine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I was like, well, you know what, when do I get a chance to let my hair down? When do I get a chance to relax, Suze?
I don't know, darling. And did you find a moment to relax?
Well, long story short, we do the first part. It's lovely.
And you asked a question?
No, second part. We have an interval, have another drink. Second part. And I'm really relaxed at that point.
Sure. Are you laid down?
No, but we are in... She's on a thrust stage.
I bet she is.
You know she is. And we're sort of on the corner as where the thrust comes out. Very nice seat. She starts the second section by playing I Should Be So Lucky on the piano. Or someone plays it and she's singing.
Was she laying on the piano?
She was laying on the piano.
A lovely choice.
Then she calls for some questions. She'd done this in the first section. Sure. But I knew I was in the
second. Who else asked questions?
Billy Porter, Jonathan Bailey.
There's a theme.
Who else? Alison Hammond.
Sure.
Sure. And who else was on that row? Alex Scott from the England football team.
I know Alex Scott. I mean, not personally, I've met her twice. I don't think she'd say that I know her.
Well, I bet she knows you. Alex Scott stands up, asks the question, if you were a footballer, what position would you play in? She's got it on a card.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing. She does it very professionally. Kylie says something about netball. I wasn't listening because I knew I was up next.
Yeah, of course.
She's still lying on the piano. She says, Tom Allen, where's Tom Allen? I said, and I don't know what happened.
Go on, but tell us.
But I had been given the quickfire questions beforehand on a card.
Sure.
Put them in my pocket.
Sure.
And obviously forgot that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So stood up.
Lovely.
Then realised I had no questions. Oh, thought gosh. I had no questions. And was standing in the middle of the Abbott Hall and thought, well, maybe I should do something silly.
I'll riff
a bit. So I just stood up and went, hello, Kylie. My name's Tom Allen. And I wanted to tell everybody tonight that I'm actually a gay man.
Did they get a laugh?
He got a laugh, luckily. And then I said, because I know I'm probably the only gay man here tonight.
That's very funny.
Well, I don't know. And then I said, I know that your audience is famously very homophobic.
And then what did she do?
I don't know. I was too busy. I was
too busy doing
I
you.
Couldn't focus. And then.
Go on.
And then I said, I just want to say, like, there's a lot of young people here who might have had the VHS of you.
With her, with her.
The hat.
With
yes,
the hat,
with
yeah.
The
asymmetric.
The wide-brimmed hat with the top off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
I
top
had
of
that.
The hat off with the bump.
I loved her.
So there you go. I said, a lot of queer people here today might have really had that VHS.
Yeah.
And she said, yes, it was the cover of my first album. And I was like, yeah, I know. I said, you know, I think, do you still have the hat? I don't know what she said, because I just said, that meant so much to so many of us. So you really meant so much to so many young queer people, more than you know. More than you.
That's lovely.
Lovely. And then I had to ask a question about, has she ever heard any rumours about herself? And she said something about, like, somebody said I was an alien once. I was like, oh, that's fun. Or that she was a robot, probably.
Sure.
Okay. And then there was another one I could barely remember from the quickfire question, which was, I mean, I've been talking for about 10 minutes at this point. People were angry. No, they weren't. They were, people were laughing. I don't know what they were doing.
Is this all in one bit? Or did she come back to you?
No. She's still lying face down on the piano.
Face down?
Well, she's like...
Presumably her face... Which, did
her
you
face
bore her
up.
That much? Her she face, was like, oh, God. When will this queen stop?
People were passing around poppers just to liven themselves up. And then I said...
What goes on?
Then I asked the actual question I was supposed to ask, which was, are there any rumours? And then I said, I could remember one of the quickfires, which was, what is your favourite song to sing? Is it I Should Be So Lucky, or is it the more recent Padam Padam? And she said, I think it must be I Should Be So Lucky. And I said, well, we're all very lucky to have you here. And I sat down.
Oh, I think it sounds like you smashed it.
But then...
Oh, no.
Later on in the show, she did a sort of thank you about, like, her when she started out or something. Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind, our seats are basically the middle of the Royal Albert Hall.
Right.
I thought, this is a moment I'm going to stand up and give this a standing ovation because everybody's going to do that. I stand up to give the ovation.
No one joins in.
No one joins in.
So you're just standing and clapping?
On my own. Stood up, didn't really stretch
out. What, Alfie didn't even join in with you?
Nobody.
Or Rosie?
No one.
Or AJ?
No. No. I'm in the middle of the Albert
Hall. Are those people your friends?
Well, apparently. And then I had to sit back down again, embarrassed. And kind of carried on. I mean, can you...
And would it be televised?
Yeah, it's going out on Sunday.
I can't wait.
Because the thing is... If you can imagine the beer fear the next day.
Tom, I can imagine it because I received a text message from you and then a flurry, an absolute flurry of messages.
From me?
From you.
Yeah.
You remember?
Barely, because I...
Because you were drunk at brunch?
Maybe.
You text me saying, I'm drunk at brunch, to try and get over...
No.
The fact that I've got the beer fear from last night.
Yes.
I think it sounds fair. I think it sounds like you were fabulous.
Do you think?
She'll think you're eccentric.
God.
I love it. I love that.
The Royal Albert Hall full of gays. And I decide I'm the gay. I did say thank you to her on behalf of all the gays in the world.
I think that's fine.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think you speak for most of them.
Yeah, probably. It's a bit much though, isn't it?
What, are you thanking someone on behalf of every gay person in the world?
Yeah. If anyone's going to be the UN an ambassador, it's going to be me, isn't it?
What, to Gayland?
Yeah.
Are you the gay lord? Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I think it sounds like you were charming, if a little tipsy, but I'm sure everyone was so giddy with excitement, it would just have looked like you were excited. It's not like you've gone on a podcast and talked about how shit-faced you were, so don't worry about
it. No, that's fine, isn't it? The weekend, though, was a nightmare.
Why, because you've been worrying?
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, don't worry.
Why do I do it to myself?
We all do these things. Look, at least someone didn't try and give you a hand shandy during Mrs. Paris goes up the arras.
In a arras?
Well, Tom, listen, thank you for sharing that with us. I don't think you've got anything to worry about.
But you can imagine the fear.
Yeah, of course, it's massive.
An Albert Hall in front of...
All the gays.
Literally all the gays. All of them.
Well, all I wasn't there.
Except
I
you.
I didn't get an invite. I was actually very busy watching the Lionesses, so don't worry about it.
Did you have plans that night?
I did have plans that night, thanks for asking.
But, you know, it was a difficult one to do. The standing ovation that didn't... The failed standing ovation where I had to sit down was really... Imagine going, whoa!
Oh, I don't think it matters. I mean, I do, but I don't think you should worry about it.
There were flap down seats. You know, that ungainly thing of...
Having to push your chair down. Mm. Like you're on the bloody Elizabeth line. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Exactly. It was like I was on the tube.
Listen, I think that standing to applaud is...
An icon.
She is an icon, and I think that it's fine. Okay. I think that is perfect theatre etiquette.
Mm.
Now, we have had, as I mentioned before, some emails from people talking about theatre etiquette.
Well, I think this is where I got the standing ovation thing from, because every time I go to a musical, those gays down the front, as I've said, it's like...
You were just trying to be one of those gays down the front.
I just thought those gays down the front...
They'd be up on
their
feet.
They're always springing up on their feet, aren't they?
Up and down, up and down.
Up and down. Like a fill in the blank.
Okay, here's an email. Hello, my loves. I'm a listener since COVID on the recommendation of my lovely friend, Mara.
Mara.
I'm compelled to tell you about an experience I had at the cinema last month.
No.
After Tom's infuriating experience at the theatre, people truly have forgotten how to act in theatres / cinemas since lockdown.
I hope they're not taking a slash in the cinema.
Storm Babbitt thwarted our attempt to make the 4.5-hour journey from London to Glasgow, so we end up spending 3.5 hours watching Killers of the Flower Moon. Is that a film?
I'm sure.
Producer Emma's nodding. We've got no idea. The most recent thing I've watched is Moulin Rouge. The whole row behind us was non-stop talking for the first 20 minutes when my friend turned around and asked them to shut up.
Yes.
They just got up and left.
Yes, good.
The man next to me was worse. He took a video of the beginning of the film. Brackets, you would never steal a car.
I was going to say, you wouldn't steal a handbag, would you?
And was on the phone his entire time. As Tom did, I kept giving him an exaggerated look and a raised eyebrow, but to no avail. Someone's phone was dinging to such an extent that a man at the back hollered down the entire cinema to ask them to turn it off. The final straw was the charming man next to me who answered his phone halfway through the film.
No.
Me and my boyfriend both turned to give him a dramatic, "What the actual F are you doing?"
What
look?
The F?
Yeah.
What the F?
And what really takes the cake is he and his mate look back as if to say, "What's your problem, mate?"
That's what happened to me.
Truly, I can't understand how 2 years of being inside has dramatically altered everyone's behaviour to such an extent. Mm. As ever, I love you both. Keep doing what you're doing. Much love to the families. Bye. And that's from Izzy.
Izzy, I feel your pain.
I feel your pain too.
That is, I mean, I can feel this becoming an ongoing strand, you know.
Oh, well, that's the thing. People just don't know how to behave.
No, they don't. And I know people say I'm Edwardian, but...
They say worse than that.
They say, you should hear the things I hear when they phone me. They don't even pretend it's an accidental thing. People are rude.
Yeah.
People, what's the point of coming out? Just stay at home and watch it.
Yeah.
Who's filming the beginning of a film?
Well, I don't know.
On your phone.
Maybe he was the director. He was giving notes.
Oh, maybe. He's reshooting it.
Well, just to say, we've had several emails like that about theatre etiquette.
Oh, well, let's do more of that.
Do get in touch. Maybe you work at a theatre. Tell us. Tell us who you've had to kick out. Let us know.
Yes, I'd like to know about that. You know we're big in the usherette community.
Oh, of course.
All the ushers and usherettes.
I loved his album, 8701. I went to the theatre this week.
What did you see?
I saw Cabaret.
Oh.
With Self-Esteem and Jack Shears.
Great casting.
Really good casting. She was great. And so was he. Mm. Actually, the whole cast were phenomenal, I thought. Mm.
Did you like the pre-show?
Yes, I did like the pre-show.
Bit of pre-show. Someone walking around with an oboe.
Yeah, loved all that.
Someone doing a stretch and some, what were they called?
Like, knickers, basically.
No, but they were like all-in-one ones, aren't
Lederhausens.
They? Lederhausens.
Lederhausens. Leotard.
Like a leotard sort of thing.
You think of a leotard?
Have you ever worn a leotard?
Very restrictive, I'd say.
No, yes, I don't think I have, actually.
Maybe you should.
Okay.
I tell you what you'd look nice in. Mm-hmm. Those old-fashioned swimmers.
You know the ones. Oh, a high-waister.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like the belt.
The ones that have the little...
Oh, yes, I'd like those.
I think you'd look cute in that. Well,
Christmases are coming.
Do you know, there's a man that lives right near me who walks his dog in PVC every day.
What, the dog is in PVC?
No, he is in PVC. The dog is in fur.
Course.
So they're both very camp.
You run out and scream at the dog.
Yeah.
Murder.
I throw paint on him.
I throw paint on the dog. The most Brighton thing to have happen.
Oh my God, do you want to know the most Brighton thing?
What?
I walk past, you know, on the way down to the, from my house on the way down to the station.
Yes.
Someone had spilt a bag of lentils. And I was like, this is so bloody Brighton.
Is that an Alan Bennett monologue?
Yes, doesn't Celia Emery do it?
Yes, Celia Emery does it, I'm sure.
Yeah, so he squeaks about in PVC just to walk his dog.
Does he? That's a lot of effort to put it on.
Well, here's the thing. He wears it every day. He has loads of different colours. In the summer, it's quite small. He'll wear like that sort of thing, that sort of Victorian bathing suit, but in sort of a PVC type fabric.
Okay.
But it must be very squeaky, mustn't it? And hot.
It wouldn't like creep up on people. Yeah, very warm. That would be my main concern, but perfect for the rainy weather we're having at the moment.
But don't you think it would? Oh, don't you think the rain would make you like steam?
Oh yeah, what inside?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder.
I think if you were a woman and you had that sort of carry on, you'd end up with no end of trouble down there.
Oh, you would be getting through the Benicols like no tomorrow.
What's Benicol? We don't even know what Benicol's for.
We don't know what Benicol's for. No, but like your natural
Keeps
Greek.
Keeps you regular.
No, it's for your cholesterol. No, your natural Greek. Your natural Greek yogurt.
Your natural Greek. Oh, yeah. You'd be absolutely...
Maybe you put...
Yeo Valleys.
Onken.
What did you call me?
A Mullacorna be no good, would it?
Oh,
not with
no.
the crispy bits. Not with the crispy bits.
No, thank you. Unsubscribe, sir.
Oh, I love a Mullacorna, actually.
Do you?
With the chocolate balls.
Oh, yeah, I like those. Mm. Do you like the banana one? I absolutely love that.
I haven't had that for years.
Do you know what?
Time.
Yeah, I used to have that. Do you know what? That would be a classic. Mm. I'm on tour having tea and there's nothing that I can buy. Banana, orange, Huel, Mullacorna.
Really? That would be your...
I mean, what a child.
You're a better person than I am.
Oh, and, a packet of barbecue hula hoops.
Don't get me started.
Why?
No, I've just had a bit. I used to do a bit about barbecue hula hoops.
Did you?
Yeah.
How have I not seen that?
You would have done, but it was a long time ago.
What did you say about them? What were you, what was your hot take?
Barbecue, hula hoops. I just kept repeating it because I was appalled that it appeared on a buffet.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I think it was my buffet.
It was actually based on you. Maybe that's why you didn't remember.
Well, this has been fun.
This has been lovely.
Should we go and have a drink?
Let's go and have another drink after I vowed I'd never drink again. We had to stop the cab on the way anyway.
To be sick?
Well, no, there was nothing. I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I couldn't. Some people are.
Were you more or less drunk than that time that you went and did that kids' TV show in Glasgow?
Probably on a par, actually.
Good for you.
Probably on a par.
Do you want a little cocky tea?
Yeah.
Come on then. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.